هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه ل sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
Enver Erdogan is a Kurdish politician. Having begun his career in law, he's made his way into politics as the first Kurdish Australian in Parliament. Barez Enver, welcome to the Kurdish radio program on SBS Radio.
Thank you. Rojbash, Barwa.
Rojbash, Kak Enver. From humble beginnings to Victorian Parliament, could you please give us a brief insight into your journey to and upbringing in Australia?
My family migrated from Bakur in the 1970s. They're from the Kochgiri tribe, a famous tribe in Bakur.
Huh?
Like many Kurdish Australians, they were very political because obviously in the country that they come from, even being caught saying that you're Kurdish is a political act.
That's right.
My earliest childhood memories were attending the Mala Kurdan, attending Nurdles and May Day rallies. My parents had a passion for social justice and change and were involved in their unions in their workplace. So when I was 17, I wanted to be part of a movement that delivered change, created universal healthcare, education for all, and embraced multiculturalism. So I joined the Australian Labor Party in 2002.
Right, and you've also graduated from Law and Commerce at La Trobe University and have practiced law for several years. Now, what experiences did you gain from being a lawyer and how has it shaped your journey, do you think?
Yes, law. Working in the law was thoroughly enjoyable. Law firms are a great place to develop transferable skills in research and advocacy. But I worked at Maurice Blackburn Lawyers as a personal injury lawyer for over 7 years. The most fulfilling aspect of practicing law is that you get to help people one case at a time, but you also get to see people in need of assistance. And you see them how they structure their lives and how they try to face adversity.
That's right.
And how you and as a lawyer, as a professional, you want to get them through that difficult time and assist them. So I guess it shaped my life in trying to say I want to contribute, not just helping one individual, but I want to help society more broadly. And that's why I think working at a law firm put me in good stead and furthered my interest in politics.
You do want to help the community as a whole. Now, you've been elected as member of the Victorian Legislative Council in August 2019. Was politics always the end game?
Yes, I always had an interest in entering Parliament and getting involved in politics because I think it's a platform and you have an ability to make change. You have an ability to raise issues that you feel important, whether that's about education and access to education or healthcare, or whether it's other social justice issues about such as the treatment of asylum seekers and human rights more broadly internationally. I mean, politics is a platform for those issues, and so I always did want to enter Parliament. I'm very fortunate to have entered at such a relatively young age in political terms. I think the best way to make a fairer society is one which is more prosperous, where people are rewarded for hard work, but where also there's a safety net for those in difficult circumstances.
Of course, and you're the first Kurdish Australian member of any Parliament of Australia. Now, furthermore, you're also a part of the state government of Victoria. How does it feel as a Kurd to represent both your constituency and your greater community?
I'm very proud to be the first Australian of a Kurdish background elected to the Victorian Parliament and Australian Parliament, as you stated. I guess my election is proof to Kurds that although we face discrimination in our homeland, in Australia we have the opportunity to achieve our goals, and I hope that it can inspire future generations to fulfil their potential.
Of course.
But I guess as a member of the Victorian Parliament, I'm always committed to treating everyone equally and trying to advocate for change which benefits everybody in our society.
Now, earlier this year, you delivered an endearing Nowruz message in Parliament. Unfortunately, we couldn't celebrate our Nowruz festivities due to COVID restrictions. But having delivered this message, what can the Kurdish community expect from your service as a parliamentarian?
As a parliamentarian, I've always advocated for programs that reach our multicultural communities in our state. So that's whether service delivery to newly resettled migrants, whether it be educational programs, whether that be community support. So I guess you have a commitment to advocate for issues which are in the gambit of the state government in addressing the needs of multicultural communities. But I think a lot of the issues that the Kurdish community are concerned about are also federal matters, issues of international human rights.
Of course.
Even on those issues, I mean, although I'm not in federal parliament, I can advocate and highlight those issues to my federal colleagues.
Now, you mentioned that you're passionate about change and in invoking proper improvements in our community. What do you hope to achieve in your parliamentary services?
Yeah, my passions are in the area of education economics. As you stated, I did study economics also, as well as law. I mean, it comes through tax reform, which makes it fairer for people. But also, I mean, in education, making sure that areas that most need it get the most funding. I mean, unfortunately, in Australia, we see some really expensive private schools with multiple tennis courts, ovals and amphitheatres, whereas some of our most disadvantaged schools barely have a gymnasium. So I think I want to make sure we have a level playing field so everyone gets an equal opportunity in life. And what people make of it is up to them. So I think that's why I want to use my platform to really advocate for changes or and programs that ensure there's a level playing field for everyone in our society.
Barayz Enver Erdogan, thank you so much for your time today. We love to see our Kurdish community do well. We hope and wish you continued success.
It was my pleasure to come onto your program. Spasikum heva.
Spasibo tosh.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdi lsar Facebook bishobina.